This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Motorists heading into the mountains on Interstate 70 from Denver should expect delays today. CDOT has closed a westbound lane as it repairs a bridge near the Eisenhower-Johnson Memorial Tunnel. The work should be complete by this afternoon. Former Governor Dick Lamb will be remembered with a public memorial service today. Lamb led the state for three terms in the 1970s and 80s. He was a fierce defender of Colorado's environment and famously led the effort to get the state to reject the Winter Olympics. Political analyst Eric Sonderman knew and worked for Lamb for decades.
He was an intellect. He was always thinking and had a clear sense that if you weren't changing your mind on occasion, as new facts came into play, as conditions on the ground changed, you really weren't living if you weren't constantly engaging your brain.
At today's memorial service, former Denver Mayor Wellington Webb will give the eulogy, and Lamb's wife Dottie will also offer remarks. All staff and students in Adams, Arapahoe, and Douglas counties, regardless of their vaccination status, must wear a mask indoors starting tomorrow. The Tri-County Health Department rescinded a previous order that allowed the individual counties to opt out of a broad mask mandate. The new universal requirement comes as the Delta variant continues to spread across the state, largely among unvaccinated people. Children under 12 are not yet approved to receive a COVID-19 vaccine and remain vulnerable to the virus. This is CPR News and KRCC. If you want to read more on these stories and learn what else is going on around Colorado today and this week, come to CPR.org. Here and Now continues next, and when it does, a COVID-19 update from Oregon.